reporting from Fort Monroe, Virginia, this is the Army Hour with feature stories about what's happening in the Army around the world. At Fort Monroe, we meet the Army Wife of the Year.
And I really think that you're not going to find out what the Army is all about unless you get involved in the military community a little bit. And for the young wives who kind of stay to themselves or stay off post, there are many, many benefits that the military has to offer that they are not going to realize.
And we'll bring you Bette Midler on stage. On Stage is where we put it all together. Each week, it's our pleasure to bring you the most professional entertainer. Today's guest star with a big new hit is Bette Midler in the Mood.
Jumping with my boys, stayed right here in the city. Don't you know that it was grand? Really grand, so grand. Then you came along, then you came along, boy. And sang your groovy song, sang your song, and I asked, what's that?
There's a word you call a more to do and tonight. Hope you're in the mood because I'm feeling just right.
Uh-huh.
How's about a corner with a table for two? Where the music's mellow, it's a deep rendezvous. There's no sense romancing with a blue attitude.
You know you got to do some dance when you get in the mood. Mr. Bunch will call a mom and daddy to you. You get all close, I'll show what good influence can do. Never felt so happy or so fully alive.
So
he's a gem and jumping is a powerful jive.
Swingaroo is giving me a new attitude. My heart is full of rhythm and I'm in the mood. In the mood.
Oh, oh.
The beautiful eyes, the beautiful lips I try and possess.
Hey,
swing with me, what will it be?
What?
May I intrude a touch, hey, that I'm in the mood. Oh, my darling, let's dance.
Oh.
What a dream romance.
Ooh.
It's a quarter to three, there's a mess of moonlight. Cheer with me, you know. I think it's rude to keep it sweet when I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood, in the groove, in the mood.
Ah, 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 ah.
My brain was skip,
my hands slip.
I said, come on,
come on,
come on,
come on, come on, come on, come on. Watch now, fall.
I love you, baby.
Right now, fall.
The United States Army Band is a very versatile organization. To show how versatile, here's one of its combos, the Army Blues, in an upbeat arrangement of The Joker.
We'll be right back.
years, Miss America and The Woman of the Year, both very coveted titles. The Army has an honor all its own, the Army Wife of the Year. For 1973, that title went to Mrs. Sandra Schellenbarger. Why and how she was chosen is the story Army Hour reporter Sergeant First Class Bill White reveals to us in this two-part interview with Mrs. Schellenbarger at Fort Monroe, Virginia.
Mrs. Schellenbarger, first of all, we'd like to congratulate you on being chosen the Army's Wife of the Year this year, and I'm sure all of our listeners would, first of all, be interested in learning about something about your personal family. How long have you been an Army family?
We've been in the Army now for 16 years.
And in that time, I imagine that you've had a chance to travel around, see a lot of the United States and foreign countries. Where are some of the places you've been?
Well, our first tour was a four-year tour in Germany. And at that time, we tried to see just as much of Europe as we could, which meant we bought a little green tent and did a lot of camping and a lot of traveling. We went as far north as the roads went into Norway and as far south into Italy as we could go, and thought that that was a marvelous experience for a young couple, mm-hmm. like we were.
I'm going to put you on the spot in conjunction with this. Of all the places you've been around the world, which one is your favorite?
Oh, no, I couldn't answer that. It seems like every time we get orders and we change stations, whether it's within the United States or it's overseas, we're a little disappointed that we have to leave the place that we're at, and we always wind up liking the new place even better. So.
Did you have any idea or knowledge that you were going to be put in as an Army Wife of the Year, and how were you selected?
The Officers' Wives Club Advisory Board had a meeting at Fort Belvoir and selected me as their candidate and called and asked me if I would be willing to represent them. So at that time, I knew that I was going to be a candidate. I never thought it would go any farther than that. I never expected to win the Fort Belvoir title. And from then on, it goes up through the chain of command. And I was submitted by two commands. I was also submitted by the Combat Developments Command.
Did they have any criteria for judging the Wife of the Year?
Well, there are mainly it's her involvement in the community, especially the civilian community, as well as the military community, and her activities over the years as a military wife.
There are a lot of people that's probably listening to the show and listening to us right now who aren't familiar with the problems that a military family could encounter while the husband is in service. So I wonder if you'd run down some of these problems for us.
Well, I think most of the problems are connected with mobility because we move so often. And you move into a new area where you aren't familiar with the customs and you don't know very many people. But I have found that the people who seem to stay in the military are a very flexible group of people. They're very, most of them are very, very outgoing. And over the years, you develop a philosophy that you've got to get in there and get involved right away and get to know people right away. And this seems to be what we do. Now, as far as the family is concerned, we have found that that our children have sort of reflected this, too. And they're usually out meeting the neighbors while we're still signing off on the packing van. But we do things to compensate within our family to make sure that our children have stability. And I think a lot of military families do this. We have some traditions that we do, even if we know we're going to have Packers the next day. Our Christmas tree is always decorated in cookies that the children have baked and decorated. And if we're moving on the 26th of December, we still do this. And our children know they can count on, you know, some of these traditions within our family to help compensate for the fact that we are moving and they're not going to be in the same school next year and that sort of thing.
I would think major problem. Of course, it's a problem with my wife always has to face, and I'm sure a lot of other wives, too. The fact that there are certain areas, certain tours in the Army that a husband has to go to where he can't take his family. Does this present any particular problems?
Oh, of course it does. And it means that it puts a great deal more responsibility on the wife and the children because they have to function together as a family with one member absent. Again, we have ways that we compensate for this, and we invest in things that perhaps a civilian family wouldn't, like a good set of tape recorders so that we can have the tape-recorded letters, and we spend more money on long-distance telephone calls and things like that. But we do these kind of things to help keep the family feeling like they're together even though we're separated. It seems like crises always come up when Daddy's away. But you soon learn to live with this, and you just... I really think that military wives band together a little bit more, and to some civilians, this is a little hard to understand, but we're family to each other when our husbands are gone, and we help each other out when there are crises.
For those of you who have may just tuned in, we're speaking with Mrs. Sandra Schellenberger here at Fort Monroe, Virginia, who is this year's Army Wife of the Year. We'll be back with Mrs. Schellenberger in just a few moments, but right now this is Army Sergeant Bill White returning you to our studios in Washington, D.C., and the Army Hour.
It's the Bobby Goldsboro person now with Sing Me a Smile.
Excuse me, now please don't think I'm crazy, but there's something that I'd like you all to do. Now I know the sky above right now looks hazy, but with a little help from you, we might find a patch of blue. Won't you sing me a smile, and I'll smile you a song. And we'll sing a smile for the world to sing along. Sing me some sunshine, and it will light the way. And we'll sing a smile and bring a better day. Everybody sing, sing. Everybody, every man, woman, boy, and girl. Everybody all join hands, make a circle of love, and stretch it all around the world. Now I know that everyone is not a singer, but if we all sing together, who can tell? And the song that we are singing just might linger, and if it goes from ear to ear, soon the whole wide world might hear. Won't you sing me a smile, and I'll smile you a song. And we'll sing a smile for the world to sing along. Sing me some sunshine, and it will light the way. And we'll sing a smile and bring a better day. Everybody sing, sing. Everybody, every man, woman, boy, and girl. Everybody all join hands, make a circle of love, and stretch it all around the world. If you take your neighbor's hand, you might discover that he's not such a bad guy after all. And a few kind words to him just might uncover that it's a lot more fun to live if you know how to forgive. Won't you sing me a smile, and I'll smile you a song. And we'll sing a smile for the world to sing along. Sing me some sunshine, and it will light the way. And we'll sing a smile and bring a better day. Everybody sing, sing. Everybody, every man, woman, boy, and girl. Everybody all join hands, make a circle of love, and stretch it all around the world. Everybody sing, sing. Everybody, every man, woman, boy, and girl. Everybody all join hands, make a circle of love, and stretch it all around the world. Everybody sing, sing. Everybody, every man, woman, boy, and girl.
Back again at Fort Monroe, Virginia, where we're speaking with the United States Army Wife of the Year, Mrs. Sandra Schellenberger.
I understand that you've done some work with wives of MIA and POW people in Vietnam.
Okay, well, at Fort Lewis, now this was when my husband was in Vietnam the last time, I was chairman of the Fort Lewis Waiting Wives. And we were very impressed by the work that was being done by this courageous group of women. It was a small group. Many of them were very articulate speakers, and they had some very, very good programs to present. And our wives volunteered their services to man the offices, to answer the telephone, to stuff envelopes, to do really the menial type work so that the MIA and POW wives could go out on the speaking engagements. And we pushed the POW bracelets and that sort of thing. So it really was a labor of love, and I guess it's because we thought, there but for the grace of God go I. And we thought that it would free them to do an even more important task.
Well, I understand you've also been busy in a lot of the places overseas where you've been stationed. You've done some work with teaching English in Taiwan, I believe.
That's right. I had seven Chinese professors, all with much more education and much more community leaders than I, and I felt very humbled by being able to teach them for a year. They came to our house 3 hours, three times a week. So it was a total of 9 hours a week for that year. And I felt I took much more from it than they did.
Mrs. Schellenbarger, I wonder if you could give us any idea about your background now. How many children do you have?
Well, we have four daughters. They're sort of in two groups. We have two teenagers, 13 and 15, and then we had what we call a long dry spell, and then we have a four-year-old and a six-year-old. The six-year-old is a little Chinese daughter that we adopted in Taiwan.
And how long ago was it that you met your husband, and where did you meet him?
My husband sneaked into the freshman mixer at Iowa State University, and I was a freshman, he was a sophomore, and I guess he came to look the girls over, and we started dating then, and married during my, I graduated in 3 years, but it was during my senior year.
Did you have any problems when you first, your husband first entered service, and you went into service with him? Did you have any problems adjusting?
Definitely, because we're from the Midwest, and people in the Midwest are very patriotic people, and they do their military service, but then they usually return to the Midwest, and I knew nothing about the Army at all, and I remember thinking, and I realize some people think that it's ridiculous, when I saw my husband salute a sergeant, I thought it was because the sergeant outranked him, because he had all that nice gold stuff on his arms.
Yeah.
And I really knew absolutely nothing about the service, and fortunately, my husband had commanders with wives who were willing to take the time to teach me about it.
As there might be young wives who husbands just entering the service who are just trying to get adjusted now, would you have any advice to give these young wives on how they can make the most out of their military service?
Well, I think that you take from any situation what you're willing to put into it. And I really think that you're not going to find out what the Army is all about unless you get involved in the military community a little bit. And for the young wives who kind of stay to themselves or stay off post, there are many, many benefits that the military has to offer that they are not going to realize. They're not even going to realize they're available unless they get involved in their wives' groups or get to know the other people in the military community. Army Community Services is a wonderful place to meet other military wives who are willing to share their experiences with them.
Mrs. Schellenbarger, in closing, I wonder if you would give us any idea of what you're going to be doing now that you've been selected the Army Wife of the Year. I guess you're going to be pretty busy traveling for a while.
Well, this year I've been very reluctant to commit myself for any day-to-day type activities because I do have a full year of speaking engagements coming up. And I'll be traveling all over the United States telling people what military life is all about, especially, hopefully, civilian groups that will be asking for me to come and talk to them. And then quite a few military communities have asked for me to come.
By the way, what are the what is your husband's duties here at Fort Monroe?
He is the new protocol officer for the Army Training and Doctrines Command.
Well, Mrs. Schellenbarger, thank you very much for taking your time today to talk with us. And once again, we want to congratulate you on being named the U.S. Army Wife of the Year. I'm sure that with your background and what you've done and your work in military service, you certainly deserve it. Thank you.
It was my pleasure.
For the past few moments, we've been speaking with Mrs. Sandra Schellenbarger, who has just recently been named the U.S. Army Wife of the Year. Her husband, incidentally, is Lieutenant Colonel Harold L. Schellenbarger, and he's the protocol officer here at Fort Monroe, Virginia. Now this is Army Sergeant Bill White returning you to our studios in Washington and the Army Hour.
Here's another component of the United States Army Band, the Surfcaster, with a common complaint, I can't stop loving you. You know, there are lots of jobs in the want ads, but almost all of the good ones ask for experience. For a young person just out of high school, that's a problem. So let me tell you about a way to get around it in today's Army. The Army offers young people a good starting salary plus training in the job of their choice. And meals, housing, medical and dental care, and more than 4 weeks paid vacation every year are just part of the Army's benefit package. Check out today's Army. It could be your best move. The United States Army Field Band to ring down the curtain with Hey Jude. The Army Hour, pre-recorded for broadcast at this time, is produced by the Office of the Chief of Information, Department of the Army. Music by the Army Blues and the Surfcasters, conducted by Sergeant Major Lonnie Wilfong, the United States Army Field Band, directed by Captain Jack Grogan and Bobby Goldsberger. And our guest performer on stage was Bette Midler. Engineer Ralph Fick, this is Ed Caputo speaking.